This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, it's a real pleasure to be joined in the studio by Dr. Ruth Jackson of the Whitworth Trust. Morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. You had a gentle walk in the sunshine,
delightful.
Did you?
Delightful. Except for the hay fever.
Oh, really?
I've got tissues.
Oh, bless you, bless you. So you're chair of the Whitworth Trust,
yes.
Which looks after Whitworth House.
Yes.
And you were our charity of the month a while back, and it was kind of going to be all one thing. And then at that point, it all blew up.
Remind us
what happened.
So earlier it was in December, the council are undertaking a review of their provision of housing services in the city, in the county. And they'd earmarked a number of projects like Whitworth House that they said, oh, we're not sure we are able to fund you anymore. So we got this note through from Whitworth House saying, it's looking as if there's been this proposal to cut our funding from the council. It's looking as if we might have to shut the service. And look, the service, which is run by Orwell Housing, they look after 15 women at a time. So this is a big deal.
And these are homeless and vulnerable women, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so they're all 16 to 25.
Right.
And many of them have come from foster homes and from out of care. Many of them are in just at places in their life when they've not found it very easy at all to find their own accommodation, so that they've been referred through social services to this place, and Whitworth House can house them for up to 2 years.
And that really gives them a home, doesn't it? It gives them a stable base.
And that's one of the things, because a lot of these girls were so enterprising. I was really impressed by them. One of them began a petition at this point, and which garnered thousands of signatures worldwide. But she undertook a number of interviews with local media, and she kept describing it as a home. And that was really important for her, that at this point in her life, she had a number of people she could rely on and learn to trust again. Mm. And that's what the house has been going for over 20 years now. We had our 20th anniversary last year. And the Whitworth Trust, the organisation I'm chair of, we are a friends association for them. So what we do, we've always done for those 20 years, is raise money for them. We helped Orwell to build an extension at the back to house a further two women. So we've been there in this kind of supportive role. So when we found out that it looked like their funding was cut, we thought, no. Something must be done. So, and you had us on air a few times, so thank you for that. And
absolutely.
The support from local media outlets like Cambridge 105 and the Cambridge Independent, who gave us a full spread, and Daniel Zeichner, our local MP, sort of spoke up for us. And what happened is people got together, so existing organisations like CCHP, which is John Canessa and Chris Jenkin are the masterminds behind that, and Cambridge Women's Aid, and Angie Stewart has been brilliant with us. We all got together and thought, look, there's this existing provision for young women in the city. We don't want to let it go. Let's convince the council that they shouldn't be giving up their funding. And the council listened and they agreed with us.
So we've
got funding for another 18 months. So this is enough time.
That buys you some time, doesn't it?
And it's enough time to guarantee the women that are now continuing to live their stability as well, and a sense that they are looked after and supported.
So all round general relief, goodness, and well done to the City Council, because that's a good call.
Yeah.
Well done. And it just means everybody can now take stock.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're very pleased. And the reason I'm here today is because now we're at this juncture, and 18 months, it's a good amount of time, but it'll go ridiculously quickly if we're not careful. And it's at this point where my fellow committee members and I, we really want to get some further people on board. And we're all volunteers. I've got a full-time job that I do. And this is very much a kind of side project for me. And I'm worried that I've not got the time to give it the energy to give it the time it needs. And so I'd like to bring some more people on board who have much more experience than I do, because I do not have any experience or expertise in this particular area. So I have had to learn very quickly.
And presumably at this point, what we're talking about is it's okay, you've got this 18-month stopgap, but you now need to secure the future.
We do.
And that might mean what? Because it's owned, as you say, Orwell Housing own the property. But you may be buying it out from Orwell, or finding other ways of funding it.
Exactly. So Orwell have been committed to this property. They took it on in 2000, and since then they've been running it brilliantly. And the girls that live there currently have had nothing to say but good things for the staff at Orwell. But they are, because it's an outlier for them. They're a housing association based in Ipswich and Norwich. They've been talking with us and saying, look, it's very difficult for us to staff it, and the slightest change in funding, you know, leaves them really with difficulty. So what some options on the table are, indeed, you know, what you're suggesting, you know, to buy it from Orwell and to involve another housing association that's more local, or to supplement Orwell's own involvement with some outside help to gain some corporate sponsorship. These are all things that we want to start looking into, basically.
So you need a chair who's got, or a chair or some people who've got those sets of skills.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you have a background in local politics. Maybe you've just retired from working for a public, a kind of public interest company. Maybe you've worked in corporate responsibility before and have lots of contacts. If this all comes naturally to you, then this is, which is a volunteer position, and that I manage to do at the moment. Just, you know, every odd weekend, I'll sit down and I'll really have a go at it. Then this will be something you'll take in your stride and can really do something exciting.
So somebody who's maybe recently retired or is doing some executive directorships and things, and they're sitting there thinking, do you know what?
I really want
a bit of a challenge.
Well, exactly.
This is something you could really get your teeth into, and you'd be helping right at the heart of the homeless problems in Cambridge and the problems that vulnerable people in Cambridge have got. And if this isn't sorted, as you say, 18 months is soon going to go, we'll be back here talking about it again. And we don't want to be doing that.
We don't want to do that. And this is why we're acting now, to make sure that we're not just, you know, plastering over holes that have, you know, come unstuck again. We're not looking for short-term solutions. We're looking for infrastructure.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming, as you say, because you managed to sort of shoehorn it into your busy life, that really you're open to talking to people, are you?
Completely, yeah.
So it's not like here's a great big job spec and you've got to tick all these boxes.
And indeed, if there's a group of people who think together, because this is how this whole thing began, you know, a group of local women who raised, in today's money, over 20 years ago, over £1 million to buy this property together.
It's crazy, isn't it?
They sat in one of the ladies' front room and had one of those sort of barometers you get, you know, when you're fundraising.
Oh, yeah, Blue Peter barometer.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. It was a group of women. So if we have, you know, three or four people, they needn't be women, sat there thinking, oh gosh, I've got a couple of friends who we could do. I'd be open to that too, and my committee certainly would be. This is not necessarily a one person job, but if someone wants a new project, it could be. I'm open to, and we've been gathering slowly either partners, because a lot of the money that we raise, because we're a trust, and the Whitworth Trust, we work with organisations like Jimmy's and the CCHP when they, because our the object of our charity is to help women specifically. So if Jimmy's have come to us before and said, look, we've just leased a house to support two women, do you have any money for us? So that's, we do work more broadly as well. So this is for someone who's interested in how we help homeless women in Cambridge. This is a kind of, you know, very exciting project.
And I guess as well, it's, you know, Cambridge is always good at coming up with innovative ideas when it comes to dealing with them. I mean, we've got the Cambridge Church's Homeless Project. We've just had the Summit on Homelessness.
Exactly.
Which, that's fast approaching a year ago now, though, when you think about it. We're quite good at all getting together and thinking outside the box, aren't we? We want these minds that could maybe go, well, if we do that, we could do this.
Exactly. We have a lot of people power. And I mean, CCHP were almost turning people away last time. The people were spilling out the doors when they were going for their volunteer training, which is amazing. So we need more people to kind of take all of this people power and do wonderful things with it.
All right, so if someone's interested, if people are interested, how do they find out more?
So they can Google, if you Google the Whitworth Trust Cambridge, you'll get to our website. You can contact us through there, but whitworthtrust@gmail.com.
That's easy enough, isn't it?
Whitworthtrust@gmail.com. Email us, say, how can I help? Even if, you know, you may be listening, you may hear about us and you may think, oh gosh, I'm not a chair. But that doesn't matter. We're not just looking for a chair. We're also looking for people who have fundraising experience or who like raising money for charity. You know, that sort of thing. Anyone can help if they tell us what they can do.
And forgive me, this may sound like the wrong sort of comment, and it's not meant to be, but, you know, you don't strike me as the typical chair of a charity, Ruth. As you say, you've got a busy job and you're doing that. You don't strike me as the sort of person who would be a chair. And so I'm not being funny. When I say can do it,
it
is clearly a job that actually, there's a, you know, people get this idea and it's no. You could be pretty much from any walk of life and doing anything and from any background, and this could just be what you're looking for.
I took this on when I was 28. You know, it's not something that you have to have years of experience.
That was exactly my point.
Yeah, quite. You know, I didn't have any experience. I've learned on the job because someone needed to do it. And someone said, Ruth, you know, you look like a sort of up and at 'em young woman. Just can you do this? I was like, oh, go on then. And look where we are.
And that's what you want. Yeah.
That's what, you know, exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, well, look, we hope you find someone. Committee meetings, it says on the... You've very kindly sent me through a PDF.
Yeah.
8-strong committee at the moment with meetings every 2 to 3 months. There's an AGM, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's you know, as you say, you can fit it in, can't you?
You can
still have your holidays.
Exactly. And what I found, when I took this on, obviously, we didn't have this funding threat. So when I took it on, it was lovely thing to do every few days. You know, oh, let's think about a fundraising activity. Let's get some people involved. Let's have a coffee morning. When the fundraising issues struck, it suddenly became much more of a big project. And this is the sort of project it's morphed into. But in 4 years' time, it's not going to look... Hopefully, once we've established some connections, it won't look like that again.
No, it'll be back and settled.
Exactly, and settled. And
if you do, you know, if whoever comes in does manage to do it, you know, that's a big tick in the box, isn't it?
What did you do? Big stuff.
I sorted out the Whitworth Trust and secured its future.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good one to do.
Yeah.
Okay, whitworthtrust@gmail.com. Whitworthtrust@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with Ruth and her team, that's Dr. Ruth Jackson. Well, listen, so you're still in the chair for a while, though.
I am. Yes. Well, I'm as long as we need to fill my seat, I'm not going to leave it.
Super. So, that's
I'm not going to abandon ship at all. And in fact, I know I'm in Cambridge for another year at least with my job, so I will be a trustee for that period.
Fantastic. So, yeah. All right. Well, it's lovely to see you. It's good news about Whitworth House.
That is really good news.
So that's
it?
Made my day. Yeah. And I'm sure you'll find someone. For now, though, Dr. Ruth Jackson, thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.